Hey everyone, this is Grace.
And this is Justin.
You're listening to the Perspective of a Hairdresser's podcast,
where we discuss the experiences between seasoned and unseasoned hairdressers alike. Welcome to our show. Okay, so you just had me watch a TikTok of this girl complaining about
being gaslit.
Being gaslit by clients who, there's some specific ones who will sit in your chair, never been to you before, but sit in your chair and ask, how long have you been doing hair for?
That's such a loaded question in itself. I feel like some people, sorry. I feel like some people like genuinely want to know, but also some people are like trying to gauge your skill set or like trying to gauge how well you're going to accomplish what they like brought to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Or if you're fully competent to deal with their problems based on their hair.
Yeah. But yeah, that kind of struck deep with me because, like, as a lot of you know, I am a baby stylist and I am pretty much fully on the floor as of now. All my days will be on the floor within the next week of this coming out. And I don't know. I feel like I've always, when it comes to that specific question, like someone brings it up, I always feel super reserved about it. Like, I don't like bringing up, one, my age, because I'm 21 and I'm comparatively 10 to 15 years younger than everybody in the salon. Two, I've only been doing hair on the floor for about, like, I would say a little bit over 3 months, almost at that 3 month mark. But I've been at the salon for a year and a half or something like that. But I hate that question because it makes me feel like they're going to think of me differently after I answer. And they're also going to treat me differently. I feel like I've always been in a setting where people have been older than me or been in an industry longer than me or like whatever. Like, I know there's like a hierarchy and all that kind of stuff, and there's always going to be people that have been doing hair longer than me because I am so young. But I just hate that question because it makes me feel like they think that I don't know what I'm doing.
Back home in Alabama, we had a big salon, and so crazy because we hired like so many young people who were like fresh out of school.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, like, they apprentice, they did all the things for a little while, and then once they got on the floor and started doing their hair, doing people's hair, they were running the Instagram and the all the social medias with their pictures of their hair because it was so freaking good.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know how, like, they just woke up and they're great.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I fully believe in that too, because I also feel like this is kind of a double-edged sword that, yes, you could be doing hair for a really long time and be amazing at it, but, like, hair is, like, trends. And the younger you are, the more you are automatically set in a trend wave.
Yeah.
And I feel like people go get their hair done based off of a lot of trends or what they like. But, like, older stylists tend to like fade out of trends because they don't care.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of people will bring in pictures. I probably would say about like 75% people bring in pictures of the trend that's going on in that season. The trend ombre. Everybody was getting ombre when ombre was done. When balayage came out, balayage was everywhere. Everybody was getting balayage. Now it's cowboy copper. Everybody's going that like auburn copper. You know what I mean?
Or a Bixie.
Yeah, or a Bixie. When the shags, like, it's just a huge trend cycle that people follow. And, like, even if you are, quote-unquote, an inexperienced stylist, like, you haven't been in the industry for so long, a lot of people are going to gravitate towards someone who's younger to give them that fresh new look. Yes, there is credit in being younger and being in, like, the trend and the know and the now. But there's also a lot of credit to older stylists because they've paid their dues. They've done this. They've honed their craft. They've like mastered it. But I don't know. I just hate the feeling of somebody sitting in my chair and looking at me being like, oh, you're so small. You don't know what you're doing. And I kind of had an experience like that not that long ago where I don't ever tell anybody my age because I just like, one, don't feel that's appropriate. And two, I don't like the connotation that comes with it as I've experienced when people find out my age, because I started doing hair when I was 19. The other week, and this person didn't mean no harm or anything like that. It was just personally how I felt about it. It was like midway through appointment. We were having a good time. We were chatting. And she looks at me and goes, "How old are you?" "I'm 21. I will be 22 in the fall." I could just see the look on her face when I said that, of her just, "Oh my God, like, you're a baby. Like, you're so young." And I don't know how old this person was, like, gauging. She was probably around mid to late 30s. And she was like, "You need to be doing this and this. Like, you should be, like, owning your 20s and, like, traveling and blah, 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 and all this stuff." And I was like, "Yeah, for sure. Like, whatever." Like, I wasn't going to, like, argue with this person. Like, I don't have to take their advice. It's unsolicited advice, and it's not how I want to live my life. Like, obviously, I want to travel and, like, go do all these things, but that's not everybody's lifestyle. Like, I wasn't a kid who went to college and partied all through college and then had money to go travel and take a year off. Like, no, I wanted to work and start my career early. Like, that's the life path I chose. And I feel like people look at me and they're like, "Oh my gosh, you're so young. You didn't get to experience this and this." What if I didn't want to? What if you're just, like, projecting onto me that, like,
what
you should have done, you know? And I feel that a lot sometimes when it comes to my older clientele. But when it's, like, my younger clientele, like, we're kicking, it's a good time. Like, I haven't had an experience yet where I'm like, "Oh my gosh, like, I hated their hair," or it was, like, super fucked up, or someone left, like, and I had, like, a bad taste in my mouth. Like, everybody who sat in my chair has been somewhat of, like, a great experience, like, such a good time. Their hair came out bomb, or I was like, "Oh, I need a little tweak that," you know? But nobody else in my chair has sat at me and looked at me like, "I don't know what the fuck I'm doing." And
you haven't gotten that client yet who sits in your chair and is like, "I've been to this many stylists and no one ever has gotten my hair right."
Yeah. And I'm really glad that that hasn't happened yet so early on. But, like, I do have to expect it, because people are people. And those type of people, like, bounce around a lot and they're going to end up coming to me one day. But I feel as if, one, I don't think you should be asking people's ages. I think it's not inappropriate, but I don't feel like you should be opening that up in the conversation, because it doesn't matter.
So how did that make you feel when she asked you that?
I feel like, for me, the way I grew up and the way I view myself in the world is, I can do anything anyone can do, and I can most likely do it better if I work hard enough. You know, like, I don't see people as, like, "Oh, they're so much older than me. They're so much better than me." Like, I've never viewed life that way.
Right.
Or, like, if I see someone, like, more experienced than me, I'm not the type of person where I'm not humble about it, where I'm like, "Oh, they're doing this for this long, but, like, I'm better." Like, no, like, obviously I know people are better than me, but I don't associate age and experience with something being better than the other, because hair is so perceptive that, like, one thing that I could do that I really like, you could fucking hate it because it's not your style, or vice versa, you know? But I don't know. I think it's just something about being young and feeling like you're being talked down to by someone older.
God, yeah.
That drives me insane, because, one, you booked with me. Second, I have a whole ass bio on our website that if you read through, it would tell you a whole lot about me.
Right.
Three, you're paying me for this service and you're going to treat me like I don't know anything. Here's the scissors. You cut your fucking hair.
Oh my. And they would probably take it too.
Yeah. And I think it's just, like, the whole kind of, like, spider web of things that's wrapped around that question of, when you are so young and in a industry of any sort, and someone looks at you like they know better than you, even though you are providing the service, they're sitting in your chair, and you have to tell them what to do, whether it's hair or nails or tattoos or any type of, like, being, like, an engineer or a car serviceman. Like, you are telling these people because they don't know about this industry. And I feel like sometimes older people, and I don't want to be ageist. This isn't ageist at all. This is just my experience that I don't really associate myself with my age, because I don't feel my age. I don't feel like an average 21-year-old. My mindset and the way I live my life isn't going to be an average 21-year-old that you meet who's in college just based off of that, like, I feel like you meet a lot of young people and you automatically think that they're like an experienced, they don't know anything, you know better than they do. And I don't accept that. Like, I don't.
Especially when the people who ask you that, any of those types of questions, I think it's projecting a lot of mistrust. It's something within them that they're not satisfied with their service or what, like, age appropriate, you know, yeah, kind of a thing. A lot of it is internal. So, yeah, like, you can't fix that.
I feel like also it's internalized in me that when people look at me like I didn't deserve this, or I didn't work hard enough for this, that it kind of sets me off in that type of way of just that question. Like, it's definitely something that I've internalized of just being like, I hate when people look at me and they think that I'm young. I don't know anything. It's just not it.
You're like, please don't ask this question. Please don't ask this question.
Yeah. I'm very, very like reserved when it comes to something like that. Mm. But have you had like any type of experiences like similar, like when you were first starting out, that people kind of looked at you a certain way, or something within the realm of like someone looking at you and thinking that they know better than what you're doing?
Not necessarily client wise, but like other hairstylist wise.
Yeah, I could definitely see that.
You know, there's, like you said earlier, there was definitely certain ways that when I was apprenticing before I started out being on the floor, there were some things that people were doing that I was like, oh, I will never do that.
Yeah.
But it's mostly been like older hairstylists. There was one point in time where, I mean, we're all friends now, but a couple of the older hairstylists, they like didn't talk to me when I first started working at that salon.
Grow up. Like, that's so petty. Like, grow the fuck up.
Worked itself out and we all became friends and I love them to death now.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I definitely can see that, especially because when you started hair versus when I started hair, the industry was so different.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And so much has changed, and it's on the way of people kind of, they're more celebrating their apprentices than viewing them as competition.
I think because there has been such a major shift posting your hair work on social media and stuff, and people wanting those trendy colors and trendy haircuts and those types of services, the newer hairstylists who are graduating cosmetology school, they have all these platforms readily available to learn the techniques to do those type of trendy haircuts, whereas the older generation don't necessarily know how to navigate those social medias or YouTube or whatever to learn how to do those trendier things.
Yeah.
So when a new stylist graduates, come into a salon with older hairstylists, a lot of the older hairstylists are like, no, you have to learn this way. I mean, they just think like how they graduated cosmetology. Like, I graduated cosmetology and didn't know crap. You know, I had to go be an apprentice to learn how to be good at doing hair. But like, some of these stylists are coming out now and they already know how to do, and they're good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, like, that's amazing. I don't know where I was going with that. But
no, I know what you mean. I feel like the older generation in some kind of like deep repression kind of is infuriated by the baby stylists because they do have so much at their disposal and they didn't get to have that when they did hair. And they're kind of stuck in like the traditional way of how to do hair and how to do this. And like I said earlier, like, hair is just trends. It cycles in and out and it's always new and there's always some new technique or new way of cutting or a new style or whatever. And it's never really new. It's just old techniques that have been
evolved.
Yeah. I can go on TikTok or Instagram or any hair page as of right now and I could learn 5 to 10 new techniques that I've never seen before within like a 20-minute span. And you guys didn't have that. Like, that's not a thing. Like, the hair industry of social media has grown so much. And the way you find your hairstylist now is through those apps.
Yep.
And if you were not on those apps, it's so hard to build a clientele. Or if you're not an established salon, it's very hard to get people to gravitate to you or show off your work because nobody's looking on the yellow pages for a hairstylist. You know what I mean?
Or the newspaper.
Yeah, or the newspaper. Nobody's doing that. And I feel like it's kind of a little bit of resentment towards that we have all this stuff at our disposal and that we are using it. We are doing the research and doing it, but it's just different from what you guys did.
Yeah. I mean, and that's honestly, if I was a client who didn't know anything about anything hair related, I honestly would probably want to go to a younger stylist because I'm like, oh, they're gonna be trendy and yeah. they're gonna do something cool, or maybe they're gonna suggest that I do something cool with my hair, or you know, whatever.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I think there's pros and cons in each. Like, you could definitely get a terrible baby stylist, and you could also get a terrible, like, older stylist, but it's just, like, I don't know. I just hate the, I don't know if this is the right word, but, like, the classness of the hair industry of being, like, oh, if you're an older stylist, like, you are just, like, guaranteed this and this and this, and as a baby stylist, like, you need to, like, work through it and figure it out because that's what we did. But I'm like, but if you didn't like that, if you have literal trauma of doing that, why would you want to put that on someone else
and have them go through the same trauma?
Yeah, like, does that make you feel better? Like, no, it doesn't. Like, that just puts another person in this industry being like, oh my god, like, I hope I don't burn out, like, I hope this is the right thing that I did, because this shit is fucking hard to go through.
Yeah, I feel like when people do that, it's just competition.
Yeah.
And competition is never healthy.
No. No. All that kind of tradition that's fading away slowly is amazing, and I don't think we really need that anymore, because being a hairstylist in itself is already, like, so isolating when you're doing hair all day with different clients. You're like, oh my god, you're always thinking to yourself, I hope that person really liked their hair. I hope I gave them what they want. Like, oh my gosh, like, did that person like me? And like, there's already so much inside turmoil when you're first starting out and, like, being unsure of yourself. Like, we don't need the added stress of people being, you don't know what you're doing.
Right.
You know?
You got two hands. You could do the same thing that I'm doing. Just jump in here.
Exactly. We're never in the place of where we're trying to fuck up your hair.
Right.
We're never in the place of, like, oh, well, you want this, but I know better. Like, we're always going to talk about it with you, and if we don't feel like it fits you or we don't feel like this is necessary, like, no hairstylist is coming in with a malicious intent unless you've had a client of years and you know how they are and you've built that relationship and trust with them, then that's fine. I don't want to feel like people can't, like, question us or not put their input into it, because we want that. Like, at the end of the day, I say this to every single person who asks me how I feel about their hair. I'm like, what do you think? You're going to walk out here and wear it every single day. What do you think about your hair? I can give you my opinion, but ultimately that doesn't matter because this is your hair.
Right.
I'm providing you a service and I want you to feel beautiful and I want you to be happy. Like, I had this client, she was a standard, like, to a T, black hair that was thick and straight. And we were doing, like, a foliage of, like, a rich brunette. And the first time I toned it, I didn't like it. And I was telling her, I was like, I don't like this toner.
Good.
Like, I do not like this toner. Like, we need to go retone it. And she was like, I didn't want to say anything. It's always so awkward. I'm like, no, like, I want you to be comfortable enough to be like, I don't like this toner because I will fix it. And so we retoned it. We fixed it. And I told her, I was like, you know, like, I truly just want you to be happy with your hair and feel amazing in it. And if you have anything that you need to say it to me, because it's not going to hurt my feelings. Right. I promise you. I need your input. I need your feedback, because this is your hair. I'm not walking out with your hair on me. You can't just take it off.
Also, I'm not going to let them walk out
exactly.
if I don't like it.
Yeah. Like, if I'm like, this isn't it. Like, we need to fix this or just tweak this little thing. Like, I'm going to do that because I don't feel, that's a disservice to you to walk, let you walk out and me not even like your hair.
Right.
And yeah, that can happen sometimes because maybe someone's coming in and asking me something that I'm like, I don't really like in general, but they love it. That's fine. I'm not going to put my two cents on that if I already don't like that style of hair, you know? But when it comes to something that I'm like, no, I love this. This is beautiful. And I'm like, this isn't turning out how I thought it was. Let's go fix this.
Yeah. The customer's not always right.
Yeah. And that's true. I just don't want you walking around looking crazy and you being like, oh, Justin did my hair.
Oh my God, yeah. Right?
I'd be like, shut up. Don't say that.
I didn't do that.
That was not me. I must have been in a coma or something.
That never happened.
I feel like there are certain things that you can be blunt and direct with when it comes to a service that a client's like, oh, I really want this, but you don't think that they can handle that. I think it's most definitely the best way to go about things. Client and stylist interactions can be really hard and they can be difficult, and people feel like you're going to hurt our feelings or we're going to hurt your feelings. But at the end of the day, nobody's trying to fuck up your hair. And we just want to give you what you want and be happy. But to an extent of that, I hate when people are like, oh my God, I love my hair.
And then, yeah.
And then they're like, the next day I get a text of them being like, hey, girly, blah, 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 blah. Like, no, like, tell me to my face, because then I have time to fix it and I can make you happy and we can kill two birds with one stone, because you don't have anxiety about your hair after you leave. You don't come back to me and you don't give me the credibility of being like, I would have fixed that for you.
Yeah.
It's not an awkward altercation. I just want you to walk out and be like on top of the world, feeling your body self.
Also, I don't know what I don't know.
Exactly. So yeah, I can't read your mind.
I can't fix it if you don't tell me.
Yeah.
You know, like there's been situations where I will have a new client come in, sit in my chair. We're talking. And I'm like, listen, I'm a normal human being. I make mistakes. I also sleep.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to remember exactly what I did the next time that I see you. So if you just give me a little
refresh
on what we did, then at some point, the next third or fourth time that I see you, I will automatically go do that. What we discussed. It, from the very beginning.
Yeah.
It's like muscle memory, like getting to know a client and what their hair will do and what it won't do. You kind of have to learn it. So it's not like I'm going to get it
the first time
right off the bat. Yeah.
Oh, that's also another like disclaimer that I like to say about people, especially with cuts. I guess both, not especially with cuts, but with color. I feel like when I see a client for the first time, I normally don't like to take them out of their comfort zone, or if they're telling me that they're like, oh, they've been eyeing this and this, but they like don't know if they're ready for it. For me personally, I don't feel comfortable doing that until I know their hair better and I know what it can do and what it can achieve, because I can't promise you that exact inspo picture ever. That's not something that's a great expectation. I can't ever do that, you know? So I always like to say to my people, I'm like, live in your hair for a little bit next time. Just like take little notes about stuff that's like, oh, maybe this would be better next time, or I love this time, so I can know how your hair is and how you lived in it and how you like to wear it, and we can eliminate the problem for next time if there is any problem for next time. Not saying opening the discussion of being like, oh, you think I have a problem with my hair. No, I just want you to live in it, tell me how you felt about it and if we needed to make any changes. And most of the time people are like, no, it was great, or can you fix this just one little thing? It got in my face a little too much. You know, like just those things I feel like make such a huge difference with your clientele, of them being like, wow, like one, I do actually care about your hair and how I lived in it. And two, like giving you the floor to speak up about something if you don't feel like you can.
I can't achieve the unachievable.
Yeah. Like there's only so much I can do.
There's only so much that you can do.
Thanks for listening to our show. If you liked what we talked about, subscribe, maybe like, and we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.